Malaria, Pediatric and Adult Management by All-Star Medics. Welcome to this lecture on malaria, focusing on both pediatric and adult management. Malaria is a life-threatening infection of red blood cells caused by Plasmodium parasites. These parasites are transmitted to humans by the bite of an infected female Anopheles mosquito. In Zambia, Plasmodium falciparum accounts for 95% of malaria cases. Mixed infections with Plasmodium ovale or Plasmodium malariae make up about 3%, while monoinfections with Plasmodium ovale or Plasmodium malariae account for approximately 2%. Plasmodium falciparum is the most common and dangerous species, responsible for severe malaria and mortality. There are two main types of malaria. The first is uncomplicated malaria, which is symptomatic infection with parasitemia, but without signs of organ dysfunction. The second is complicated or severe malaria, which occurs when there is parasitemia along with evidence of major organ dysfunction or other danger signs. Delay in diagnosis or inappropriate treatment may lead to rapid deterioration, disability, or death. The clinical features of uncomplicated malaria include fever with rigors, chills, headache, myalgia, arthralgia, anorexia, nausea, vomiting, dry cough, flu-like symptoms, abdominal discomfort, and joint pains. Severe malaria may present with additional complications such as cerebral malaria, severe anemia, pulmonary edema, acute kidney injury, hypoglycemia, shock, coagulopathy, metabolic acidosis, and hemoglobinuria. Diagnosis of malaria is primarily made through blood smear microscopy, which remains the gold standard, and rapid diagnostic tests, which detect malaria antigens. In complicated malaria, additional investigations are essential, including full blood count, serum electrolytes, renal and liver function tests, blood glucose, lactate, and coagulation profile. Imaging, such as chest X-ray, may be needed in cases of pulmonary involvement. Treatment of uncomplicated malaria in both children and adults is with first-line artemisinin-based combination therapy, specifically artemether lumefantrine, also referred to as AL. This therapy is safe in all trimesters of pregnancy. In areas with low malaria transmission, a single low dose of primaquine may be added to reduce transmission, except in pregnant women, infants under 6 months, and breastfeeding women of infants under 6 months. For mixed Plasmodium infections, the full 3-day course of artemether lumefantrine is recommended. Severe malaria requires hospitalization and parenteral treatment. Injectable artesunate is the drug of choice. Children weighing less than 20 kilograms receive 3 milligrams per kilogram, while those 20 kilograms and above receive 2.4 milligrams per kilogram. Doses are given on admission, then 12 hours later, 24 hours after the first dose, and once daily thereafter. Once the patient can tolerate oral medication, the parenteral therapy is stopped, and a full course of oral ACT is initiated, ensuring an interval of at least 8 hours between the last dose of artesunate and the first oral dose. Supportive management is critical for complicated malaria. Cerebral malaria requires maintaining the airway, lateral positioning, monitoring blood glucose, and giving empirical antibiotics for suspected meningitis. Convulsions in children are treated with intravenous or rectal diazepam, followed by phenobarbital if seizures persist. Adults with convulsions receive slow intravenous diazepam, and if seizures continue, phenobarbital is administered. Severe anemia is managed with oxygen therapy, positioning, and blood transfusion as indicated. Pulmonary edema requires oxygen, diuretics, cessation of IV fluids, and intubation if necessary. Acute kidney injury necessitates correction of dehydration, avoidance of nephrotoxic drugs, and referral to higher-level facilities if needed. Hypoglycemia is managed with intravenous glucose and ongoing nutritional support. Shock, whether compensated or decompensated, is treated with IV fluids, blood transfusion if anemia is present, and broad-spectrum antibiotics until bacterial infection is ruled out. Spontaneous bleeding and coagulopathy require transfusion of blood products and vitamin K administration. Metabolic acidosis requires correction of underlying causes, treatment of sepsis, and consideration of hemofiltration or hemodialysis. Hemoglobinuria is managed with continued anti-malarial therapy, transfusion if necessary, and referral for renal replacement therapy if indicated. Septicemia can occur concurrently with severe malaria, particularly in children, so broad-spectrum antibiotics should be administered until bacterial infection is ruled out. Treatment failure is defined as the inability to clear malaria parasites or prevent recrudescence following standard therapy. Causes may include poor adherence, vomiting, substandard drugs, or parasite resistance. Treatment failure must be confirmed with microscopy, and in cases of confirmed failure, oral or parenteral quinine may be administered. New infections that occur more than 21 days after prior clearance are treated as new cases with artemether lumefantrine. In summary, malaria is a life-threatening disease, especially P. falciparum, which requires early recognition and prompt treatment. Severe malaria demands hospitalization, parenteral treatment, and careful management of complications. Monitoring for treatment failure and potential drug resistance is crucial, as is providing supportive care alongside antimalarial medications. This concludes the lecture on malaria management in both pediatric and adult populations.